Out of the skin, the body, I reckon, he gets in that blister.
All right. If you're shot with a bullet, you have a bullet
wound.
If this is infected, it doesn't heal right, and the skin gets kind of puckered up, you know, when it, how that
it's got, it's got inflammation in it. Or,
after it heals, the
oh,
skin is
you've got a scar.
You call it some kind of flesh.
Proud flesh is in it. Yeah, that's when a little, I think, it won't heal, and the flesh is growing, you know, and it's touches. You call it proud flesh.
I see that. But you said the proud flesh is in it?
Yeah, in the sore, you see.
I see.
I don't know what it is, but I think it's some flesh, probably that was cut or something in making this sore. And made that, it's infection, the best I can say about it. It's an infection, the proud flesh is.
I see. And if you want something to heal properly, you might put something that's red on it, not mercurochrome, but
methylate
or
iodine.
How would you refer to someone who has died? You know, if you were just saying, well, Mr. So-and-so, he
passed away.
All right. Would you be more likely to say that than saying died?
Yeah.
Is died a little bit harsh?
Yeah, that's hard for anybody to take, you know, even if it's anybody, a relative, you know, to say they died. He passed away, would make me feel better to say a Hardy passed away instead of saying he died. I think it'd make me feel better.
Yeah,
but you've done that and you passed away too.
But this is just a way,
yeah,
a nicer,
I think it,
way,
yeah,
a
nicer way.
Way,
yeah.
Oh, then sometimes you hear people having crude terms. Maybe they use these sometimes about animals too, talking about them dying. Would you think of any? Remember,
you
kick the bucket, or
yeah, they kick the bucket. I've heard that about people dying. Somebody say, "Well, you knew so and so kicked the bucket last night."
Now that's crude, isn't
it? That's right. That's bad for the family or any of the relatives to hear.
And talking about the disease this person might have had, you might say, "Well, I don't know what he died."
I don't know what he had.
I don't know what he died
with.
All right. Now talking about where you're burying. What would you call this little place right down here?
It's a little family cemetery.
Now, would you call it a family? If it's a family place, it's a cemetery.
Yeah.
Can it be a cemetery? Be a big public place?
Yeah, it can be a public place.
Would you be likely to call it something else if it's a big public
graveyard? Right.
What would you ever call a big public one, a graveyard?
Yeah, I have. I know we come by one time. It was night and lightning thunder, and we was trying to get home. Me and my daddy and one of my sisters. We was coming up this long hill, and I said to Kara, I said, "Don't you hate to pass that graveyard?" Like if we thought we was going to see ghosts.
And this was a great big one.
Yeah, a big one.
What about one that would be right next to a church?
Well,
how would you refer to that? Your church?
Church cemetery.
The church cemetery?
Yeah, church cemetery.
All right. Is there any, you remember anything old, any names involved along this line, cemetery, graveyard? Did they use back in the old days any other terms? Did you ever hear you use burying ground or?
No.
All right. When a person is dead, they put the body in a
coffin. Basket or coffin?
Are they the same thing?
Well, the coffin, I think, would be one that was made long time ago out in pine, and the casket is that other kind, like we're buried in mostly now.
That's the fancier.
Yeah, more fancy, more expensive.
You might say about a family, I think they used to do this more than they do now, that for a period after a member of the family has died, they are in
mourning.
Someone says to you, "Well, now how are you today?" You'd say,
"I'm fine." If I told you a story, I'd say I'm fine.
You ever say pretty good?
Pretty good, fine.
Pretty well.
But I can't ever think, get it out, "How are you?"
Oh.
I pass by people, or see people, "How are you today? Hello there." "I'm fine," and just keep going. Never say, "Well, how are you?"
If you don't want someone to be concerned about something, you might say to them,
"Don't worry."
And a disease that children used to die of, and now they give them shots for, was